Nolte, 2 years later, Trans user Bush's Bud Light sales still struggle. By John Nolte on July 15, 2025. It's been more than 2 years since Anheuser-Busch annihilated its top-selling Bud Light by hiring a transvestite to hype the brand, and the brand has not recovered. Dylan Mulvaney, an obvious guy who runs around mocking women by pretending to be the most obnoxious woman on the planet, partnered with Bud Light in early 2023 to hype the brand on social media. The fallout was immediate, brutal, and now we know it might be irreversible. Beer sales over the July 4th holiday weekend came in stronger than previously expected, reports Zero Hedge. Anheuser-Busch InBev, ABI, also posted a solid performance during the period. The one brand under its adult beverage umbrella remained a clear laggard. Unsurprisingly, it was Bud Light, still struggling to recover for reasons that need little explanation. Emphasis original. Related, Oli London, Dylan Mulvaney is probably internet's biggest grifter. Over the 4th of July weekend, which delivered weather all over the country ideal for beer drinking, Anheuser-Busch InBev, ABI, led all manufacturers, with 52% of distributors reporting higher volumes versus last year. But Bud Light remains a drag, 74% reported lower volumes, marketing support remains weak. Over this coming weekend, we can all celebrate the two-year anniversary of Anheuser-Busch CEO Michelle Dowker is claiming the fallout from the madness of hiring a dude in woman face who performs the equivalent of a female minstrel show was no big deal. The Bud Light volume decline in the U.S. over the first 3 weeks of April, as publicly reported, would represent around 1% of our overall global volumes for the period, he said during an earnings call in July of 2023. This was the result of one can. It was not made for production or sale to the general public. It was one post, not a formal campaign or advertisement. The Bud Light backlash reaffirmed my faith in America and normal people. It really was the straw that broke normal people's back. During the Biden administration, we were buried in gay propaganda, and when it's aimed at adults, who cares? But corporate America went insane, targeting children. Bud Light went insane legitimizing all this trans madness, which is either a perverted man publicly acting out a sexual fetish or someone suffering from a mental illness. Either way, normalizing this behavior crosses every decent person's line. Related, Ron DeSantis at bar, I'll serve you anything but Bud Light. Best of all, the Bud Light backlash told normal people they were not alone in their justifiable disgust with this look to you nonsense. And corporate America, even large corporations like Target that did business with outright Satanists, were forced to listen. One of the tricks the dominant culture, news media, Hollywood, etc., try to pull off is to make normal people feel outnumbered and isolated when we are actually the vast majority, the 80 and the 80-20. Anything, and I mean anything, that reminds normal people they are not alone is kryptonite to the left, so. Let's thank the dummies at Anheuser-Busch for doing their part. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.